You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Mariners certainly answered a big question with a big acquisition that they made just after New Year's, just before we're ready to go to spring training. Let's talk to Greg Johns about that. I'm Allison Sutter. Greg, we've been talking all offseason about how the Mariners need to find a starting pitcher, and it appears that they have done that. So what can you tell us about the transaction that they made?
Yeah, this is one we have been waiting for Jerry DePoto to make a move on. He's been, you know, very, very clear about it. We got to get another starting pitcher in the middle of that rotation after giving up Taiwan Walker and pulled off the move today to trade Seth Smith, who has been, you know, rumored to be a guy that was available. Moved Smith to Baltimore for Yovan Gallardo. So there's a guy that's really what they talked about, an innings-eating kind of veteran. The guy's been, you know, very, very durable over the course of his career, but coming off a bit of a down year last year with Baltimore when he had the first real serious injury of his career, missed 2 months with some shoulder issues. But talked to him today. He's excited, says that shoulder is fine. It was difficult last year, frustrating. Never really had that kind of problem before. Felt like kind of a late start to spring didn't help him any last year, and he's back to his normal offseason and ready to roll. Sounds excited to be coming to Seattle. So, yeah, he's a guy that should slot in well in that fourth, fifth rotation spot behind Felix Hernandez, Iwakuma, and James Paxton. I think he gives them that veteran guy that they think they can count on, kind of give them that boost to get to that next level.
Yeah, so like you said, I mean, his injury last year, it's better, I guess, from the Mariners' perspective, that it was early in the season and he was able to then string together like 4 months of health and effectiveness. So I guess that would be like make a big difference than if he had to miss time like in the second half. I guess that kind of eases their mind a little bit.
Yeah, there's no question. Health-wise, it seems like he's fine. I think the questions from afar are, you know, his ERA was way up last year. His command was down. You know, he's a guy that's been pretty good with those things in the past, and last year was not a good year for him. So, you know, sometimes those are the kind of guys you can go get. There's a reason Baltimore made him available. They had six starters, and he's a guy that, you know, a year ago, this is a guy that got a qualifying offer, and which was why he was late signing last year. There was some issues with him, you know, teams not wanting to give up the draft pick compensation, and he ended up signing with Baltimore late spring, right before spring training. In fact, it might have been after spring training started. So he was late getting going, and he thinks that affected him. And, you know, that can be, you know, who knows what happened last year. He said just some little things added up to you know, what first season he's had that really was frustrating to him. So this guy who was he was an all-star in Milwaukee in 2010 and a pretty quality starter for a number of years, and then and pitched well for Texas in 2015 as well. So, you know, I think people look back and see the numbers from last year and go, you know, boy, this doesn't look very good. But, you know, I think you have to look at the big picture with Gallardo, a pretty good pitcher that should fit in well if he's back to what he has been capable of in the past. And, you know, he's 30 years old. It's not like he's, you know, way over the hill. He should be right in his prime and poised for good things.
Yeah, so when you look at the division, and I don't think that much has changed in terms of the expectations are still that the Mariners, the Rangers, and the Astros are all going to be somewhere in the mix come September down the stretch. But I feel like the Mariners have gained an edge because there's so many pitching. There's really pitching question marks with all three teams. With rotation question marks, and I have to think, while this certainly does not like make the Mariners starting staff like the elite of the division, but it's certainly I think that they have fewer question marks going into the season than maybe the other teams in the division that are expected to compete for the division.
Yeah, that's a tough one for me, Allison, because I always have questions with pitching, and I guess I have with the Mariners as well, and probably the biggest one being Felix Hernandez right at the top of that rotation. And if Felix is healthy and Felix that you kind of expect, then yeah, that's a pretty good rotation. Same with Iwakuma. You know, he was a guy he's the one guy that stayed healthy all last year, which is unusual for Iwakuma. He's had health issues in the past. So if he stays healthy, and I think maybe the big key on that rotation is James Paxton. I think he could really elevate himself and be, you know, be a number one, two type pitcher. You know, if he can do what he's shown capable on, this guy that throws 98, 99 miles an hour and, you know, with big, big lefty coming over the top and a good curve, and you know, really when he's on his game can be really imposing. So, you know, that's a key. And then you get some depth there. I think the depth is where they're really, you know, kind of helping themselves here. You know, they're trying to build up with Gallardo comes in now. They got Ariel Miranda that looks pretty good at the end of last year. They got Nathan Carnes, the guy that they were real high on last year that got hurt and didn't finish well. But, you know, and then they picked up a couple of young guys, Chris Heston from the Giants, who 2 years ago guy threw a no-hitter and was, you know, really kind of a breakthrough guy for the Giants and then struggled last year. Rob Whalen, Max Posey that they picked up from the Braves are guys that, you know, could be, you know, contenders for a rotation. So they've got some options there, but I think really, really the key, and I guess it's with probably any team, you look at the top of that rotation. I mean, if you get Felix being Felix, you get Iwakuma healthy and Paxton kind of elevating himself. If Gallardo, you know, comes back and does what he's done in the past, that's a pretty solid rotation. And I think their offense is really, really pretty good. You know, it was very good last year. They had Segura this year to the top of that lineup. That's a pretty good group.
Okay, interesting stuff. Greg, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
You got it, Allison.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.